Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I'm Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts. Today in Bajan History, 30th August 1950, 9 cinemas in Barbados. On this day, 30th August 1950, the Advocate News reported on the 9 cinemas in Barbados. 7 were in St. Michael, 1 was in Oystens, and 1 was in St. James. 8 were open to the public, while 1 was for private viewing, members only. At the Empire Theatre, the public could view the film Sands of Iwo Jima. It also advertised The Paradigm Case, with the slogans, "Movies are better than ever," and "A motion picture you will never forget." The Globe Cinema advertised a super double. There was Notorious, with Ingrid Bergman and Cary Grant, and The West of the Pecos. There was a matinee at 2 p.m. for the children, or kiddies. For the price of 12 cents, kiddies could sit anywhere. At the Olympic Theatre, the public could view the black and white film The Flying Tigers, starring John Wayne and Anna Lee, and the Western Alias Billy the Kid. There were 2 plazas. The Plaza Theatre in Bridgetown advertised Look for a Silver Lining, shown in Technicolor. The Plaza Theatre in Oystens advertised Custer's Last Stand, based on the battle at Little Big Horn River in June, July 1876. And between Friday and Sunday at 3 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., Backfire, a film noir, mystery, romance, thriller, would be shown. At the Roxy in Bridgetown, The Fan and Invisible Wall could be viewed. The Royal advertised 2 films, Train to Alcatraz and The Gay Blade. At the Aquatic Club Cinema, a members-only private club, there was The Very Thought of You. And at The Gaiety, located in the Garden St. James, National Velvet was on show. With 9 cinemas, the Advocate had earlier commented on the great interest shown in the cinema by all ages and sections of the community. More cinemas were added, including the Dolphin in Spikestown, the Plaza in Barbary's Hill, and the Mobile Cinema. A cinema culture arose for young males of wearing plaid shirts and jeans like John Wayne, while young females were discouraged from sitting in the pit. Yet it was on this day, 30th August 1950, that the Advocate News gave focus to 9 cinemas in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.